This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Karnataka and Goa today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to visit Sri Krishna Math in Udupi, Karnataka, and participate in the Lakshakantha Gita Parayan program. He will also inaugurate Suvarna Tirtha Mandapa, located in front of the Krishna Sanctum, and dedicate the Kanaka Kavach for the sacred Kanakanakindi. All eyes are on South Goa, as it is Sri Sansthan Gokarna Parthagali Jivottam Math begins the 11-day Mahotsav, marking its 550th anniversary. The Math is headquartered in Parthagali, a small town in South Goa on the banks of the river Kushavati. The main event will take place in the afternoon when Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Math in Kanakona. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. Later in the day, the President will grace the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree. More from our correspondent.
Additional General Secretary of Brahma Kumaris, Dr. Mrityunjay, informed that after the launching, the President will also do meditation in the training center here and distribute flags and kalash to 5 women and 5 men each. Later in the afternoon, President will address the valedictory session of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides. After a gap of 61 years, the event is being held in Lucknow. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police will begin today at Nawaraipur in Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend this 3-day conference tomorrow and on the 30th of November. During the conference, key national security issues such as left-wing extremism, counter-terrorism operations, disaster management, women's safety, and the use of forensic science and artificial intelligence in policing will be discussed in detail. The theme of this year's conference is Viksit Bharat, Security Dimensions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Jyotiba Phule was a great social reformer who considered education the pivot of social change. The Home Minister added that he not only inspired women to pursue modern education, but also made continuous efforts to free society from social evils. Sri Lanka is grappling with worsening impacts from Cyclone Dithwa, which has brought days of intense rainfall, deadly landslides, and widespread disruption. The storm has already caused severe flooding across more than a dozen districts, leaving at least 56 people killed, while 21 remain missing. Nearly 44,000 people from over 12,000 families have been affected, with homes destroyed and transport networks severely damaged. India Meteorological Department has said that Cyclone Dithwa has developed in southwest Bay of Bengal and heading towards Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra and Puducherry. IMD said the cyclone will bring heavy rainfall to the eastern coast of India till December the 1st. The Indian Consulate General in Toronto has expressed deep sorrow over the death of Indian nationals in a devastating fire in Brampton, Canada. The mission said it has reached out to the affected families and is providing all necessary assistance to them. The consulate conveyed its heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. The incident occurred on November the 20th in Brampton, where a rapidly spreading blaze trapped several family members inside, media reports said. 5 members of an Indian family, including a 2-year-old boy, were killed in the incident. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will conclude today in Goa with a grand closing ceremony paying tribute to the legendary actor Dharmendra. The festival, which began on November the 20th, showcased over 240 films from 81 countries, highlighting the best of global cinema. And star All India all-rounder Deepthi Sharma emerged as the costliest buy of 2026 WPL mega auction yesterday. It was for a whopping 3.2 crore rupees. And that is the end of this news bulletin.